giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to our ministers and their spouses, our deacons, my wife Valerie, everyone on the call this morning. I count it a blessing to proclaim the word of God once again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If you would turn in your Bible there to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we'll read starting at verse 16 down to verse 18 in that chapter of 1 Thessalonians. And as usual, I'm reading from the New King James Version, reading verses 16 through 18 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we will find these words: Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. May God bless the reading of his word. And with these words in our hearing, we want to reflect for the next 10 or 15 minutes using the sermon title, In Everything Give Thanks. In Everything Give Thanks. There is always something to be thankful for. Always. As I considered the murder trials in Wisconsin and Georgia that dominated the national news last week, I considered how easy it can be to be unthankful about this country, unthankful about the American justice system, and unthankful about how discriminatory so many systems operate in this country of ours. I considered how easy it is to become so focused on the injustices that I could quickly lose sight of an appreciation for what does work and what is a model for the world. And I considered also that in this past week that two men who had been wrongly convicted in 1966 of murdering the civil rights activist Malcolm X in 1965, they were able to have the same justice system that convicted them of murder 55 years ago now proclaim that they have been wrongly convicted and issue a formal apology to the one man that is still alive and begin the road to him and to both of their families receiving reparations. I consider that I could both not accept what is unacceptable and yet also be thankful for the acceptable. I consider that I could be thankful that as a citizen that I have the ability to promote justice with my dollars, with my vote, with my voice, and if necessary, with marching feet. You know, it's easy to complain about how the world is. It's easy to complain about how people can be so evil toward one another. It's easy to complain about how these world systems can be tilted in favor of, you know, specific groups of people or organizations. But God's people are called to take positive action, to see a wrong and take some action. And we can take positive action in a direct but edifying way. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14 tells us to do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Do all things. That is taking action. That is working to make what is unacceptable to become acceptable. And we do it with our prayers, with our words, and with our actions. But taking an action in a way that edifies. You know, we all want things to be done a certain way. You want things to be done a certain way, and I want things to be done a certain way. That is called your will. Your will is simply how you want things to be undertaken. Your will is simply how you want things to be done. And just as you and I have a will for how things should be done, the Bible tells us that God has a will for how things should be done. And God also has a will for you and I. God has a will for how he wants you and I to live, to move, and to have our being. I know we all have a will for how this thing should be done or for how that thing should be done, but God is asking us through his word to consider his will for you and me. Not his will for this or that, but what is God's will for you? The Bible tells us in so many places and in so many ways what God's will is for us. God's Spirit tells us in so many places and in so many ways what is God's will for us. And the question is whether you believe that there is another will for you that is more important than God's will for you. You know, I know even people, they act on us to do their will. But I do not care if it is your father, your mother, your husband, your wife, your sister, or your brother. No man, no woman has a heaven or hell to put you and I in. So what their will is for you and me is one thing. And we all have a duty to help each other to the extent that we can. And you and I have a will for our own lives as well. But at the end of the day, it is all about the will of God. It is God's will for you and me that must reign supreme. Because people may have their own will for you. And again, you have a will for yourself as well. But there is only one will that will stand. And that is the will of God. That brings us to our text this morning here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 because it reveals a key aspect to God's will for you and me. It's one single sentence that starts in verse 16 and ends with verse 18, and it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." You know, this week our nation will officially begin the Christmas season with what we call Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving really is more than a day. Thanksgiving is a way of thinking. Thanksgiving is a way of loving. Thanksgiving is a way of living. And the Bible says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks." In everything, give thanks. Not for everything, but in everything. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So quite frankly, if I choose to be negative always, I am outside the will of God for me. If I choose to pray every now and then, or not at all, then I am outside the will of God for me. And if I choose to be unthankful in everything, then I am outside the will of God for me. Because the Word of God says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know, we're called to be conformed to the image of Christ Jesus. Because in Christ there is victory, there's triumph, and guidance to be found through all circumstances. And Jesus lived in thankfulness to the Father. And just as Jesus was thankful, so too should you and I be thankful. You know, Jesus began and ended his prayers with words of thanks and praise to his Father. And in the Lord's Prayer, he taught his followers to do the same. And just as Jesus was thankful, so too should we be thankful. You know, no matter how terrible a situation may be, look at how you can give God thanks while you're in that situation. Because no matter how bad it gets, there is a God that sits high and looks low, and who has all power and says, "Never will I leave you nor forsake you." This is the God that says to us in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2 that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And so as I move to my conclusion here this morning, in everything, give thanks. Give thanks for what you are today. Keep striving for what you want to be tomorrow. Give thanks that though the night is incredibly dark, that incredibly dark night will eventually give way to a bright morning. Give thanks for the friends and the family that are there with you and for you. Give thanks for the dreams that have turned into reality. And when some things go wrong, and things will now and then go wrong, take a moment to be thankful for the much greater number of things that are going right. And yes, give thanks that Jesus died on a cross for our sins, but give thanks that he did not remain dead. Give thanks that Jesus rose early the following Sunday morning with all power in heaven and earth belonging to him. Give thanks that there is a coming world in which all pain and suffering will be gone forever because the Lord will wipe every tear from his people's eyes. Give thanks that there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will pass away. And so as we leave this call this morning and not God's presence, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. My prayer is that you have an enjoyable Thanksgiving day, and may God bless the preaching and teaching of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we have much to be thankful for. And Father God, you've in your word said that in everything we should give thanks. So help us, Lord God, to see what we can be thankful for. Help us, Lord God, when things go wrong, not to pretend that the problems do not exist, but help us, Lord God, to do all things without murmuring and complaining, but to help us, Lord God, to fix what is wrong and be thankful for it, for what is right, and to be thankful for the lessons that we learn from when things go wrong. God, we look to you, O Heavenly Father, as our leader, our guide, our maker, our sustainer. And God, we are thankful for you and for what you have done for us and are doing for us and will do for us in bringing us in relationship to you. So we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all that you are and all that you are doing for us and for us and to us, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.